Yes, it does. God is good, isn't he? Isn't our God good?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Man, that's why we come on Sunday, just to say our God is good. He is great. He is just incredible and amazing. I love it, man. He's amazing in spite of the little things, that little stumbling blocks and roadblocks that come our way in the course of day-to-day life, isn't he? In spite of the inconveniences, sometimes the weird hassles, the stuff that comes out of left field that you're thinking, what in the world did, what is that? Where did that come from? We have two beautiful, lovely, affectionate golden retrievers, Peaches and Mango. And they are just adorable. They wouldn't hurt a fly. Their bark is worse than their bite. I don't even think they bite. But these dogs brought us a present. In the last several days, they brought in all their little flea buddies from outside. They love your blood. Yeah, and Missy's been like scratching her ankles, and we've just been going crazy, and we've been trying to combat it with different things. And this year, they're just so resilient and resistant. So we went out and we got the good stuff. Spent the extra money, you know. Chemical warfare, here it comes. The human rights can say what they want. These fleas are gone, man. I'm gonna nuke them. And so what I'm gonna do is we're gonna set off the bomb to get the whole cloud and mist that floods and fills the house. And then of course they say in the instructions that after that you have to go in and do mop up, you know, like door to door, kind of like little flea by flea. Go in, spray under the bed, spray in the different, you know, things that might not have gotten it. Now, I was listening to a Rick Pino CD the other day, and he wasn't singing about fleas, but it was a live CD, and he's opening up the concert. Got some Rick Pino fans here. He's a wild man. And he's shouting out, he's saying, you know, oh, Holy Spirit, come, let's all cry out together. You know, we must have you, Holy Spirit, come. And I know what he was talking about. I know about, you know, different revivals you've seen where God is moving so powerfully that the room becomes filled with the tangible glory of God. It's almost like that Shekinah cloud. And people walk in and they're immediately impacted by that. And, you know, people who aren't even you know, close to anybody, they're just off in the corner somewhere, and God will touch them and start to take them apart and do great things inside their heart. And as I was listening to that, I was thinking, you know, all right, I understand that you want to invite the Holy Spirit to come and minister like that, but you know, when we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and so where we go, He is, and there's, you know, there's also that dynamic of, you know, simply being filled to overflowing with Him and letting Him minister through us. And so as I'm listening to the CD, I'm thinking, you know, what's up with that? What is God's heart really? And I think as I was thinking about these fleas, I decided it was both. Because what you have is, you know, when you're really worshiping and you're seeking God's face and you're just opening yourself up to Him and inviting Him in, as we draw near to God, He draws near to us. And it's like that bomb that you set off. Like you put it in, you hit the thing, and you leave the house and for 2 hours and let it just fill the house. Well, the glory of God's presence, like a mighty rushing wind, almost like the train of a tornado, you know, just comes and fills the house. And, you know, that, I mean, for as far as demonic oppression, that cloud of glory, man, people, the demons just can't stand that. And a lot of them will just hit the road at that point, and people get delivered just, you know, standing, worshiping God as that cloud of glory fills. But then there are also, just like these fleas that are under the bed or, you know, under this thing, and you got to go in with the aerosol can and spray. And then there's other demonic forces that are hidden within strongholds of people. And even in that powerful atmosphere, those people still need personal ministry. They still need the aerosol can, you know, that we're carrying inside of us. And so you've got to then, you know, invite them up and spray them, you know. It's just, you know what I'm saying? So it just blessed me to think about that. You know, it's like, wow, you know, yes, we want Holy Spirit, come, fill this place with your glory and your presence. Fill this place with the fragrance of Jesus. And let us just bask in your glory. But at the same time, let's also remember that He, if we are truly born again, He resides in us. And as we are filled with Him, then we can minister that power and that glory through us. Or He can minister that power and glory through us, through the laying on of hands, through specific prayer, through prophetic words and insights and revelation.
So God's got it all going on. I'm just really excited about that. That has absolutely nothing to do with my sermon, but I had to share it with somebody. Because, you know, you're driving down the road and God lays this on your heart and like, wow, that's really good. It might be 20 years before I can use that somewhere. I'm just going to share it. Praise God. Father, I just pray that you would, in fact, kiss us today, Lord. Embrace us with your arms of power and strength and gentleness, Lord. Shower us with affection today. And Lord, let us just bask in the glory of your love for us, Lord. I pray you would make your love for us real today, Father. Let each one of us here, Lord God, be touched by that sense of your infinite affection, God. How you see us and you love us, Lord. And your eye is ever towards us and your thoughts towards us are greater than the sands of the sea. God, if I could, I can't even count them, Lord. I pray you would impress upon us your heart and your love for us today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week we were talking about how sometimes our sense of self-worth is so tied to other people's opinions, what they say about us, what they think about us. Then when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ and we invite people to accept Him and receive Him as their Lord and Savior, if they reject Him, we often take that as a rejection of ourselves. And maybe in a sense, in one sense, that might even have some truth to it. If we are truly following Christ and we are His and He is ours and He lives and dwells inside of us, if they reject Christ, in one sense, maybe it's actually a little bit true that they have rejected us. But the thing is, if our self-worth is tied to their opinion, then when they reject us for Christ's sake, we will begin to reject ourselves because we will be looking to them for our sense of approval. We will be looking to them for our sense of identity and sense of self-worth. And so we would begin to believe what people say about us rather than what God says about us. We begin to believe that we are who they say we are rather than who our Father says that we are. And if we have truly put our faith, if you have truly put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then God says that you have been born again. God says you are now a new creation in Christ. He says that old things have passed away, that all things have become new. You now have a new identity. You now have a new identity as sons and daughters of light. Don't you love that? Do you realize that if you are in Christ, you are a son or a daughter of light? What an amazing concept. What an amazing image. You are a new creation. You were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You have a new identity. You have a new nature. You are empowered by a new spirit. You have a new set of values. You have a new set of motivations. You have a new destiny. You are going to a new place. You have a new citizenship. You are not of this world. You are not of the old Jerusalem. You are now of the heavenly Jerusalem. And your name is written in His book of life as a registered citizen of that place, adopted into His family, an heir of His kingdom and co-heirs with Christ. You now have an inheritance reserved for you that is incorruptible and undefiled in the heavens, and it does not fade away. Amen. Somebody get happy in this place. That's good news. Praise God. And it is all. It is all. It is all because of Jesus Christ and who He is and what He has done for us. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, in this place today because you have given us an inheritance. You have given us a new name. You have put your love and affection upon us, and you have given us a new identity and a new destiny.
On the outside, we just may be ordinary people, but that's okay. Why? Somebody tell me why. Thank you. Because our God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. If you're an ordinary person, you are now qualified to do great works in the name of our God. Is that exciting? How many people here would say they're pretty ordinary? Good grief. How many would say they're just kind of weird? Okay. You ain't seen weird yet. Praise God. God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things because of who they are in Christ. Wow, you have been called to a destiny that contains things that you have not even dared to dream or imagine. God said to Jeremiah, call on me and I will show you great and mighty things you did not know. You hadn't even crossed your mind yet. Hallelujah. I love that kind of stuff. Man, And so we shouldn't be concerned about what unbelievers say about us. People who do not see the Word of God as the revelation of God. People who do not believe, who choose to refuse the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not lose one moment's sleep over their opinion of us because we have now been rescued to walk in the truth. I will take what Jesus says about me. Thank you very much.